very extremely sad, but you know, our band will be performing at Salvage and Freight, the Sal and Freightage, over there in the Berkeley area. So we'll be back and they will let us play more than we just got to play here, because after all, this is a bluegrass festival. And we're not that bluegrass, I have to admit. Although, I have a few tricks up my sleeve. Watch this. Somebody turned my sound off. I don't like that, but that happens in show business. Would you turn my sound back on again, please, Mr. Sound Person? I can't hear anything. Maybe they turned my amp off? I don't know what they did. Okay, so I have this trick I wanted to do for you, and maybe I will get to still. And maybe I won't. And that's the way it is sometimes in this great life of ours here in America. Oh, there's the sound I was looking for. It went away again. That's not the trick. That's called the power of electricity. Now, the trick.
Thanks so much, Waldo.
How does he do it? Well, I have to go, Mr. O'Brien. The famous bluegrass stars are back with us again, and we're so pleased to see them. And there's not enough time to do everything, so I'm gone.
Thank you so much, Waldo. Gotta go.
Starting
now,
I'm leaving. So goodbye. Break your legs, Mr. O'Brien.
Here's an old timer called Glory in the Meeting House. This is recorded by Luther Strong back in Eastern Kentucky back in the 1930s by Alan Lomax. He was in jail. They were looking for this guy named Luther. He was a great fiddle player. They found out he was in jail for public drunkenness. They didn't have to do that for me this morning. I'm thankful to bail me out to go do a recording session. I just had to come to Hardly Strictly. Thank you so much.